Matt Greenwood on the Fleas Equipment pregame show speaking to Bill and Andrea Hammock, and their names, if their names aren't familiar to you, they will be here in just a second, because they're the reason why this Hoops for Hope Classic is going on here at Jefferson R7. We got girls and boys games tonight, obviously girls coming up here in just a little bit. And Bill and Andrea, so glad to actually get a chance to meet you guys. And I talked to Jason about this event, and he did a great job diving into some of the specifics about, you know, tonight and sort of what's going on with the raffles and that sort of thing. But just to get a closer perspective to you know, what this event means as a whole. This is a Herculaneum Jefferson community event, also Jefferson Grandview, as you explained to me before we started this interview. But 2014 was kind of the year it all got started. Tell us why you guys came up with this idea.
Well, in 2014, I lost my father to brain cancer. It was kind of a sudden thing, unexpected, and I didn't really feel like I had closure with my father, so I was trying to come up with an idea, you know, to kind of honor him. And so that's kind of what the idea, how it started. I approached Jefferson, the coaches at the time, the administration, they all got on board and let us go ahead and do it. We had six sponsors get on board and back us. And without those guys in that year one, it probably never would have happened.
And here's the thing, as you told me before we started as well, that you are an employee of Herculaneum, the school district. So it was sort of, you know, an easy access for you to go ahead and you know, come to somebody and say, hey, we want to do this. Can you kind of fill us in as to who you reached out to first about this idea, and specifically who's helped you guys along with this whole process the last 5 years?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people I really have to thank. You know, first I approached the Jefferson administration. They got on board. But without the Herky coaches, specifically Riley Blair, who's the girls' coach, they gave up their home games. The Jefferson Herky games on 2015 were supposed to be at Herky. They gave those games up, brought them down here so we could get all the boys and games, girls' games in sync and do a four-game night. Rob Bradshaw was the athletic director at the time, and he supported us too. So without those guys' support, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make it happen either.
And you mentioned six sponsors. I know are the people here at the game are going to find out who they are between the end of the girls' game and the start of the boys' game, because there's going to be a presentation for them. But for those that are just sort of listening on the radio and aren't here to hear this, who are the sponsors? And just tell us, you know, how they've been involved in this process.
Well, from year one, what we did, we tried to think of ways we could raise money. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to provide shirts for every basketball player, every coach, and then also those shirts would be able to be purchased from the public. These six sponsors got on board, paid for the shirts, got their names on the back, and we sold the shirts, and that's how we were able to raise the money. So the sponsors are Thomas Industrial Coatings, Chris Morrison State Farm Insurance Agency, SMF Contracting, Saipaul GM Power, Twin City Toyota, and one individual, Dane McGraw, who got on board just straight out of pocket. His family supports us too. So those six people mean a great deal to us.
Bill, I know this is sidetracking from this, but I got to ask you, how'd you become a Packers fan? Because I'm a big Packers fan myself.
Oh, it's just, you know, I've always dreamed of going to Lambeau. I'm just an old school football guy. I like the cold. I like the history of the team. I was a huge Reggie White fan, you know, and I mean, who wasn't?
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a dream of mine. We were supposed to go to Lambeau a couple years ago and got derailed, but we hope to go again soon.
Well, I hope you get that chance and, I don't know, maybe etch my name into the sidewalk or something. I don't know, some chalk, find some chalk or something.
We'll see what we can do. We'll bring you back some grass or something from Lambeau. Cheesehead, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I ruined my first and only one, so that would be nice to be able to replace that. No, I'm just kidding. But, Andrea, you've been obviously alongside Bill this entire time, and I just want to get your thoughts and your perspective on this event and this Hoops for Hope and just sort of having this all happen and be a part of y'all's lives.
So it's, we don't like the attention, and it's, we don't do it for us at all. We do it to bring help to families that are suffering, if they're in a financial strain and they need the help. And then just a couple years ago, we started doing presents for the kids in the family, just to let them know that what they do is not going unnoticed, and just to help them know that we're behind them and the love that they're showing for their parents. And it's not easy going through cancer with a parent, so just just to let them know also that what they do matters.
Right. And I think just to sort of clear some things up, because my assumption was that it was a student in one of these communities that had the cancer. Is that incorrect? Correct? Who does the money, you know, benefit?
So it just depends on what is the situation for that year. So this year we have a student of ours that has been cleared but has been through the cancer battle and had surgery and everything. So he's one of our kids that will benefit tonight, and then also a mom that has kids in our district that will be the recipient tonight.
All right. Well, I think it's more than awesome that you guys were able to come up with this idea. Jefferson Herculaneum helping put this together. And just so glad to meet you guys. And we'll let you enjoy the games. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy the game. It's going to be a packed house. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's quite warm, actually. I'm already sweating just being in there. So thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Bill and Andrea Hammock, the big reason why we have this Hoops for Hope Classic tonight on KJFF. So we'll step aside here and come back with our pregame interview with Brandon Joins of the Lady Blue Jays.